It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back in as the Astros on opening day. Where do you think Tyler is right now in his opening day experience?
Well, he's out there in right field behind Cam Smith somewhere.
I'm gonna tell you,
Cam kind of misjudged that little opposite field liner that was hit at him a while ago, and so he's probably up there like in a verbal headlock, or he's got somebody else in a verbal headlock talking about that misjudge.
I mean, we're what, in the fifth? He's probably just really enjoyed himself. Probably hadn't eaten. Maybe ate earlier today, but probably hasn't eaten since he's been on his way to the game.
What makes you think he ate earlier today? You act like he just really hammers down on breakfast or something.
It might not have been breakfast. He may have gotten something between what?
Something between Edo and Dykin.
Yeah, something. Nah,
pretzel.
Nah, I don't know. Now, again, like I bet you he's been putting them away here a bit. Because I'm telling you, the videos and photos he's sent have slowed down just a tad, and I feel like he's probably really feeling himself. But yeah, your boy is out there feeling good, as he should.
Absolutely, he should.
Opening day. This is a hell of a week for him, though. I mean, my man, he already told us he had him a good time the other night at the Rockets game where he had those floor seats. I know opening day. I mean, if you are somebody who partakes in alcohol and you're not letting it rip, like, I'm concerned about you. And then he's going to that Houston Open on Saturday, and he's going to let it. I mean, there is no way he ain't letting it go there all day Saturday.
Yeah, you can't even survive without it. He was worried about his liver before he found out about these opening day tickets.
Yep. Before he added that to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just putting that together, though. He lit for Tyler to be worried about his liver, too.
He said, I got to pace myself. I'm kind of worried about what my...
And that was before this. Come on, man. That ain't fair. Jeremy Pena in an Astros tank top.
They're giving him away. Retro basketball jersey.
That's a clean tank top. I mean, I'd like to have one. I just don't want to stand next to him when I wear it.
Well, and I know it ain't going to look like that on me.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, golly.
Right here, baby. Bringing the freaks out with that,
I mean, I feel like I got cheated at birth.
No idea. Yeah, man. You look up there, man. I ain't never gonna pull that off.
Oh no, them days are behind us, boss.
But them days ain't behind us.
They never was.
Yes, it never was for me, man. I give you everything I got, man.
Hey,
I might be able to cut some sleeves.
Wife beater on up underneath that.
There's been some times where I've cut some sleeves off. not being able to go past him, but with that, we'll cut them off. But no, not coming in like that.
That one I ain't got. Is it me or that's the first like tank top I've ever seen given away in advertising?
They call it
right?
a retro basketball.
Well, I've seen that tank top before. I believe at Academy. I believe they have them at Academy, and I don't remember seeing any other baseball players before advertising the tank top giveaway. Jeremy Pena needs the help.
Do you think they just went in here and said, man, here are all our giveaways, Jeremy. Any other clothing ones, man, why don't you go ahead and do it for us? You see what I'm saying, though, the other day when I'm talking about they were putting out Tuve out there as the main model?
Correct.
Could you imagine they threw out Tuve in that? They put out Tuve in that retro.
Looked like my nephew Jake in a big basketball jersey.
Like I say, man, that ain't it. Ain't it? No, they picked the right person. No, man.
Like that tank top though.
Yeah, go ahead and get you one.
I might I'm really going tank top this summer.
Are you? You know that thing's coming in one size.
I ain't going tight tank top.
They're going XL. They're coming XL in that puppy.
Nah, we're gonna make sure that thing fits right.
Size larger than XL. Yeah, they're gonna do that thing.
I got to have something I can wear out and about. I don't want that thing squeezing like a wife beater now.
Yeah. Speaking of Jeremy Pena, he's up. Had a pretty good day. The Astros continue to lead 3-0 as they go through five innings here as they facing the Mets here 3-0. Framber's been pitching pretty well, and they've been holding this lead. We'll keep you updated here as it continues. All right, it's looking more and more after his pro day and everything that's been going on and everything we're hearing from a lot of people reporting that Cam Ward looks more and more like a lot for the Titans. They're even bringing him in for a personal workout. The Titans seem to feel a lot better about him more and more. And that means he'd be coming to the AFC South with the Titans. And maybe not next year, but moving forward, we'll see. I think arguably over the last couple of years, the biggest advantage the Texans have had right now is in this division in particular, there's been and even though we've talked about the step back that CJ took last year, there has still been a pretty clear advantage that the Texans have at quarterback against the other guys in this division. It was Will Levis, obviously, in Tennessee before we'll see what Cam Ward potentially does if he goes there. And Richardson, he has been better than the Richardson-Flacco combination they've had there. And then he's also been better than Trevor Lawrence here the last couple of years. And not just better, Clint, there's been a pretty good gap between him and the others. And that's a clear advantage. You walk into those games having that type of advantage, and they've had such a good record here and dominated the South here of late. Do you think Cam Ward is a guy that has the potential to slowing that up for the Texans? Do you get the sense if he goes to Tennessee, that's a guy where, hold on, okay, there is – you're just not holding that big of an advantage at that position.
Yeah, look, I think if with any of the teams in the division, Ron, if they get just above average quarterback play, just don't like eliminate the stupid plays. Have good game plans.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
With quarterbacks that are making good decisions, I think if any of the three somehow find that, then I think it closes the gap. In this division is so bad because you've got Anthony Richardson tapping out of games, Will Levis playing backyard football out there, making bonehead mistakes week in, week out, and Jacksonville's got coaches over there kicking the kicker and can't figure things out over there around Trevor Lawrence. And so it's, if a team just settles in with sound football, and is, I've always said, it's not hard to win 8 or 9 games, man. Just be a team that you're sound, the dysfunction is gone, and you're getting better every week, and you're playing a good, safe, minimizing risk level of football, and it's going to close the gap in this division. Now, I don't think you're going to beat Houston. I don't think you're going to win the division with that approach. But the truth of the matter is, the reason this division is so bad, now the Texans were part of that, now they're not, is that you've always had three teams in this division. Not always, but recently you've had at least two, if not three, teams in this division that are in the middle of like major dysfunction, yeah, and piss poor quarterback play, right? And so, yeah, I think, to your point, I think Cam Ward is a guy, and I don't want to take anything away from the head coach and the new general manager with the Titans either. I don't know a whole lot about Callahan, and I don't know. I mean, I know who they are, but I don't know.
None of them in the roles they're in.
When it comes down to like eliminating dysfunction and decision making and handling, managing people, I don't know enough about them to think, well, this is the guy. I can look at Cam Ward's journey to being the best quarterback in this draft and see how he left three organizations, like immediately walked in and spent a year somewhere or spent 2 years somewhere and left that organization in a significantly better place than it was, a significantly less dysfunctional place than it was. It gave them a much better chance to win games and play winning football. It's hard for me to believe that he doesn't do that at the next level. It's hard for me to believe that, with a decent defense with the Titans, and if you just got a competent group running the show, which I think they do. I don't know. I think they do.
Callahan is. Like, right, I think he is. There with the Bengals and calling plays with Burrow.
That's a lot of NFL experience with his pops being there too at the O-line coach. A lot of NFL experience to not know how to just be average, right, at the very least.
And you're right. They got a lot of play in games. Hell, be honest with you, they shouldn't have the number one pick if their quarterback just didn't do just bad decisions, insanely bad decisions.
Right.
They lost a game to the Bears. They had no business losing. They had, and it just multiple times, he just, like, what was it, like the first couple of weeks, Brian Callahan, like, came out, like, more aggressive, you hear, than
to
most
the public,
coaches.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, we just got to stop doing dumb stuff, mm-hmm, like boneheaded stuff. And He seems to have, like, a lot of these guys have the talent, but because Richardson has more talent than anybody in the division in Indy, right, and Trevor Lawrence, we know everything that was talked about him entering the league, but Cam does seem to potentially, with Callahan, if it's anything like it was at Cincinnati and how he ran, maybe a combination of the right people working with him,
yeah,
to go along with his talent.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, well, I think Cam is significantly more talented than anybody they've had.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that has, really, let's be honest, if you're being honest, since Aaron McNair. I mean, he's better than Tannehill. He's talent wise, he's better than Tannehill.
Yeah, Vince was there.
Yeah. He's better than Vince.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole different animal in terms of throwing the football from Vince. A different style, but I would, Yeah, no, look, I think from a talent perspective, he's significantly better than anything they've had in 10 years. And I would be willing to bet that Cam is a guy that, from an intangible perspective, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's just super elite at the NFL level, but he's above average. And I think you put all that into that Tennessee Titans organization, I think you got a better division overall.
I'm not even seeing. Have you heard the comps that Cam Ward has been given?
I've not.
I haven't even checked to see what the comps are, because I mean he's got a good arm, but it's not a Josh Allen Mahomes type arm, but he's got a good arm. Like I know I've heard comps with Shadur and things like that, but I haven't really heard the NFL comp with Cam.
Yeah, I think I would be going on a limb and say Cam, like Cam's got a Pat Mahomes type of arm, stylistically, like the ability to drop the arm slot, the arm all the talent, different arm yeah. talent. Yeah, there you go.
Not as much as strength.
Yeah, the strength is probably on a little different level with Pat, but he's impressive. There's some pop there. He's physically a freak. And his track record will tell you that he has the ability to bring a team up to his level and win more games with them. So I would expect him to do it. He's done it three different places where I would argue that it's harder to do it at those places because you're dealing with younger players and lesser talent. So why wouldn't he do it in Tennessee?
Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens. It looks like he is going to be headed to the AFC South and somebody the Texans are going to have to deal with potentially. Now, not saying that like he's about to come over and just take this thing over, but just a talented player that's the number one overall pick that they may have to deal with. All right, 5 o'clock fire. We will keep you updated as the Astros continue at this point to lead. We'll let you know how this game has gotten here, Framber, and what he's doing, and where the Astros are at this point. Right now, we'll get you ready for the Sweet 16. I know Clint Sterner is really thinking about tonight as his Hogs get going. We'll talk about that. The Rockets are back. We'll let you know the latest we're hearing with the injury front with Amen Thompson and Steven Adams. All of that as we continue live right here on The Drive.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.